The first day of class is coming soon for most schools in Louisiana. But students at one school in the state have been hard at work for nearly 3 weeks. And as KEDM's John Hughes reports for the Southern Education Desk, their instruction is coming from a radically revamped teaching staff.
Bunkie Elementary School began its school year on July the 18th, weeks ahead of the rest of the state schools. The school added 20 days to the school year, funded by a federal grant aimed at putting the school back on solid footing. District Superintendent Dwayne Lemoyne says the program meant massive changes for staff.
In adding the extra days, we're also, one of the requirements is that we dismiss the entire faculty and have faculty reapply to be a teacher there. Now, the motivation behind getting effective faculty members is that they're paid the additional 20 days, and also we're paying them for student performance.
Only about a third of Bunkie's former teachers were rehired and 20 new teachers added. Superintendent Lemoyne says the need for change became clear when test scores fell below state requirements. According to test data, the school has been in decline for years and the need to act was becoming acute.
The need to transform the school was because we were having a very difficult time in staffing it with effective teachers.
Lemoyne says the state of Louisiana is keeping close tabs on the school as it spends the $1.27 million of federal school improvement grant money. Bunkie Elementary's principal, Dexter Compton, says charting this new course is crucial for students.
This is my third year here, and when I arrived, it was already in decline, and the school has had a high turnover as far as faculty from year to year, several changes in administration. So we knew that we needed to do something, and something drastic had to take place and had to take place quickly.
Additional days at the school will include cultural and athletic components. Administrators at Bunkie got the idea for an extended calendar from Shreve Island Elementary in Shreveport. Shreve Island holds the same number of teaching days as most state schools, but spaces the days out, adding breaks and offering added instruction. Assistant Principal Cindy Janson says the school made the change 14 years ago.
We wanted to increase test scores. We also wanted our attendance, we thought, would be better because when children, you know, have to take off for an entire day when they have medical appointments or dental appointments, if they can have those breaks throughout the year, parents can try to schedule appointments.
Shreve Island Principal Emily Stanford says the school has no test records from before switching to year-round instruction, but she says since the change, the school has maintained averages above the mandated state levels. In Bunkie, many parents of the school's nearly 500 children are enthusiastic about their new schedule. Talisha Holmes' 7-year-old son, Eric, attends Bunkie Elementary.
It was needed as far as getting our children on track, as far as getting to them to where they need to be. They did it for those reasonings. And I am in true agreement with it. I support it fully.
Holmes says her second grader is not a fan of the revised school calendar.
He's a child. He doesn't like it. He has cousins and stuff in other parishes who have not gone back early, and he doesn't think it's fair, but as I explained to him, life isn't fair, and that's his school is a little different.
Meanwhile, Principal Compton says the early indicators are that students are responding well to the shortened summer. Grant money for the additional days of instruction is expected to last 3 years, but administrators hope to make the longer school year permanent. For the Southern Education Desk in Monroe, I'm John Hughes.